AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another top Trump advisor is gone. Sagar Magani has more.
The president has accepted chief strategist Steve Bannon's resignation, ending Bannon's turbulent White House run. Bannon was regarded by some as protector of the president's conservative agenda, the driving force behind many of his most controversial efforts. But he also clashed with many other advisors, and often the president himself.
I like him. He's a good man.
The president earlier this week refused to give Bannon a public vote of confidence. One person close to him says Bannon offered his resignation earlier this month, but the effective date was pushed back after the Charlottesville violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters rallied in Durham, North Carolina today after a rumor that there would be a white supremacist march. Two white men were confronted by the crowd. A number of cities getting set for demonstrations this weekend. In Dallas, organizers of tomorrow night's rally at Dallas City Hall Plaza expect thousands at the event, just a short walk to the city's Confederate War Memorial. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says about 500 officers will be on duty for a free speech rally and counter-protest.
We'll have officers undercover. We'll have officers with roaming cameras. And so we intend to police this event as discreetly as possible, not to interfere with anyone's rights. But believe me, we're not going to let anything happen.
Organizers of the Boston Free Speech Coalition say the rally has nothing to do with white nationalism, and it has no affiliation with the organizations that held the rally in Charlottesville that turned so deadly and violent last weekend. This is AP Radio News. Cities across the country increase security.
Here in Times Square, concrete barriers protect pedestrians, and the NYPD's counterterrorism unit walks around with military-style weapons, something terrorism expert Maria Haberfeld says is a deterrent to terrorists.
They want to be successful. They see police officers in uniforms. They tend to go someplace else.
She says vehicle attacks are now the method of choice because they instill more fear than blowing up buildings or hijacking planes.
People have to go out. So for them, it's not just the success, but the fear that they spread with this.
Her advice, be more aware of what's happening around you. Julie Walker, New York.
Ken Burns' film, Vietnam War, debuts on PBS next month. He says there are a lot of parallels between then and now.
Film about mass demonstrations all across the country against the current administration, that it's about a president and a White House obsessed with leaks.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.